Welcome to the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast, where each week, Samantha Johnston, brand developer to the creative and confused, and Nicole Hoagland, small biz and confidence coach to the creatives, are having entrepreneurs share their real stories and tips about their honest and authentic success in business and how they have been able to lead boldly by being themselves. They are creating a movement to show you how to create your own version of success and empower you to be beautifully bold in your business.
Today's episode, we have Raina and Christina of the Creative Empire Podcast, which is a show that focuses on bringing you fresh, forward-thinking content that has previously only been available at conferences, workshops, and retreats. Hey, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast. On today's episode, we both have Raina and Christina of the Creative Empire podcast on together. Welcome, guys.
Woohoo!
So to get this episode started off, we would love to know how you guys actually met and then came up with the idea for the collaborations that you guys have.
Yeah, we met because Raina is just such a good social connector.
Stalker, you mean?
No. We did the Rising Tide webinar series at the very beginning of 2016, and it was the first time they'd done the webinar series. You know, Rising Tide was still not even a year old, and I did I think the first two, and Raina did the third one, and she somehow got my phone number, and I got these like really sweet messages of encouragement from her when I was about to go on, and I probably gave it to you, Raina. She's looking at me like,
I'm like, wait, I did not steal it. I think I messaged you.
I think so too. And I was like, how does she always have time to talk to people and be so nice and sweet and like welcoming? And anyway, so that was really fun, and we just kind of got to talking, and me being me, you know, she's like being super sweet and talking about nice stuff, and I'm like, all right, business. Okay, so business, and like start talking about business stuff and started to tell her about one of my plans. And she was interested. And so to say the least, you know, that was kind of how we got started, and things just kind of went from there. She was very cautious at first, which I thought was really smart because I'm not like, I'm always like head first. How do we do this as fast as possible? And she's a great partner because she's like, what do we think about this first? Like, how is this going to look? What is this going to look like? How is this going to work? Which is why she's a coach.
Well, I love that you had so much enthusiasm for this and you saw such a big need in the creative space for the kinds of interviews we're doing and the kinds of people we're talking to and the community we're serving. And I thought it was such a fun idea. And I was like, I don't know, I never seen myself like be a podcaster ever. And Christina brought it up. I was like, oh, that's interesting. We can maybe go with that. And so it's been like an interesting, I don't know, evolution, I guess. And that's the beauty of business ownership, that we get to kind of do things on our own this way.
I love that because it seems like you guys really complement each other well with the different types of strengths that you guys bring to the table. I would actually kind of love to know what you think each other's strengths is, not just within the podcast, but within both the businesses that you have in general.
I think Christina is a huge visioner and an action taker. You always have lots of, you know, projects and ideas, and you're like, no, you're not scared about anything. So you'll just go and do things. And it's such a cool thing because so many people are like petrified to try something new, are like scared to put something out there. And you're just like, let me test this out. Let's see how it goes. And I love that, like, just dauntless kind of thing about you. And it also makes you a really great partner in this process, that like you're just like, let's try this, let's figure it out. And it's always like an evolutionary process for us.
Yeah, definitely a lot of experimentation, you know, and just podcasts in general, like even though they've been around for a long time, I mean, Nicole, you know this, it's something new to our sphere of influence and of understanding. And so it's been hard to try to figure it out. You know, I'm sure you get questions now that are like, how do you start a podcast? And, you know, when I get that question, I'm like, you know, how much time do you have? Like, I don't know. No, but I mean, to go back to your original question, I think Raina has taught me so much about how to be so giving, but still have boundaries, right? Like, and so boundaries have been something that I've had problems with, you know, I think a lot of people can relate. You know, you just end up working more than you said you would for someone. And I'm still like, boundaries are still something I'm working so hard to get better at and to have in my life. But just watching her as an example has been really, really influential. You know, just the fact that she goes and she picks Cato up every day and, you know, they spend the evening together and she spends that time with her husband and her family. And, you know, the, just the fact that she puts her family first and makes the effort to travel halfway around the world, literally to see them next month or next year for a month, you know, and the fact that she just puts so much value in her relationships with others and treats them so well. I mean, I think anybody, if you meet Raina in person, you realize, like, you feel like you're fast friends and you feel like you guys have known each other for a long time because she just sits there and she listens and she hears you and you just feel so, like, it's almost like someone, like, cradling you. Like, I don't know how to explain it. But she's just so good at figuring out, you know, what's going on with you and then really supporting you through that. So.
Oh, man. Thanks. That's high praise. Thank you.
It's hard to listen to this.
Oh, my gosh. It's like... Yeah, therapeutic.
I hate talking about myself. I hate it even more when people talk about me. I'm like,
I love that. But no, one thing I wanted to add too for Christina's strengths is that even though you give me a lot of credit for being the social butterfly, I think you have like such big reach with the kinds of people you know and the different relationships that you have. And I think you have a lot of depth with those people as well. So like, even though you are an introvert and you don't like to go into these big situations, I think you have a lot of good relationships because you are an introvert. Like, those relationships that you do have are really deep.
Well, thank you.
Love fest.
It is. We love to do love fest here because that's what it's all about. And I love that you kind of segued nicely into my next question, because we have interviewed you both separately. And we know, Raina, that you are an extrovert at heart and Christina is the true introvert at heart. So I would kind of love to know your guys' opinion on how that actually kind of works in your favor for kind of the podcast and any type of collaborations you guys are doing in the new year.
Yeah, I mean, I think we feed off of one another with our energies. And like, when I'm feeling like all kinds of crazy, Christina brings me down. And if Christina needs a little bit of energy, I'm there to step in. Yeah, do you have anything to add, Christina?
Yeah, no, I think it's just, you know, what I said before is like, I'm the one who's like, all right, let's launch this thing next week. And Raina's like, why don't we like look and see if that's something that the market actually needs? And, you know, so we just did a phone call with our audience and we basically just had a conversation with them to see where they were at and what they needed. And so we didn't waste our time creating some kind of resource that isn't valuable to them, or, you know, pre-sell something that we can't give to them for another 7 months or something like that. So, you know, I think there's that can translate to the listener's business in a lot of different ways, mostly the fact that they can replicate some of that. So they can do that market research and they can take that step back. If they know that they're an action taker and they maybe, you know, jump into too many projects at once, take a step back and figure out which one of those projects is likely to accomplish whatever goal they have, whether that's profit or, you know, collaborations or building their network or their audience, you know, and then just figure out which one of those projects is going to be good, because, you know, I have a tendency to bite off more than I can chew. So Raina's good at like, hey, maybe we do one project instead of 10.
And like, we are super cognizant of the fact that this project, the podcast, is a collaboration between us. And we also have two very thriving businesses that are busy. And so we really do need to carve out time and set intention to the kinds of interviews that we have, the kinds of people we bring on, and the impact that we're having on our community. And I think it's been good to have two people. I know this is probably the case for you, Nicole, that I could not do this by myself. It's a hard thing to do. And I think that because of the way that we both are individually and the businesses that we run separately, that we've had the kinds of listenership and the excitement that people have had around the Creative Empire podcast.
Mm-hmm. I can totally understand the aspect of having a partnership in this, because if Samantha and I didn't have each other, I don't think this would have even gotten off the ground. So I totally understand that aspect. But what I think you guys do well is, and you just said it too, you listen to your audience in what they want. So I would like to know, from the beginning, when this kind of idea was just like a little conception piece, has the podcast changed at all? And have you utilized the direction that you're going in based off of what your audience needs?
That's a really good question.
I don't think so. I think we've really set, like, at the very beginning, Christina and I had a pretty open conversation about who we were serving, what we were doing, what is this about? Because there's so many podcasts out there, and we wanted to carve out a niche for ourselves that served a particular group. And obviously, there's plenty of room in the market, but we wanted to brand a certain way. We wanted to sound a certain way and have a particular vibe that was casual and approachable and all of that stuff, because that's what our audience is looking for. And no, we didn't want it to be so stuffy that it wasn't going to be, you know, something that people wanted to listen to, but also not so fluffy that people weren't going to get anything actionable out of it. And so we're super intentional about, you know, the kinds of content that we bring, and to make sure that, you know, people who are newer in their businesses can go and take the advice and, you know, run with it from, you know, out of the package, basically.
It hasn't changed format. We never had questions. That was something that we both were pretty passionate about, because we wanted to just talk to people. We wanted it to seem like a coffee chat that you would have at something like a conference or a workshop. You know, Raina and I are both very fortunate to have been able to attend quite a few conferences and workshops, especially in 2015. And I know, at least from my own experience, the conversations that I had with people there are things that I wish I could have recorded and put on air. They probably would feel differently, but that's why we've convinced some of them to come onto the podcast and have those conversations there. But, you know, not everybody has that ability to go to a conference or a workshop yet. You know, they might not know which one to go to. Now there's so many options, and there's a lot of great options at that. So, you know, just picking that conversation up, taking it out of context, and then giving it to people when and where they're at has always been our focus. So it hasn't really changed much.
Yeah. The thing that I think that has changed a little bit is that we, like we said, we're pretty flexible and we listen to our audience. And so we decided pretty early on, I think, that we were going to have interviews. Obviously, that's like the staple of our conversations, but also Christina does teaching, I do teaching, and then we do jam sessions where we just chat about a topic. And then the last type of episodes that we air are mentoring sessions. And I don't think a lot of people are doing this. We really wanted to have a space where people who aren't feeling quite like experts, but are experts in their industry, can come on to the podcast, get some feedback about their business. And like, we all learn from one another. And that's really an opportunity for us to showcase somebody's business and how much somebody can grow in a quick period of time. We've had three so far. And I think all of them, they're doing so well. Maybe it's been four.
I think it's four
people. And like, it's been such a cool process to see these businesses grow over the course of, you know, when we have the interview, air it, and then now.
Mm-hmm. And I think you guys are reading my mind, because my next thing was actually going to say, one of the things that I think you guys do great is the mentoring calls, because no one out there is really doing them and putting people in the hot seat and really kind of walking them through what they, you know, want to be doing in their business, how they should be doing it, and all of this other stuff. And I think that's one of the things out of many that make you guys stand out in kind of this field of podcasting, because there are so many of them. What do you think, for someone who wants to get started with a podcast, what would each of your advices be for that person?
Yeah, I would say have a strategy and a plan. You know, don't just kind of record some stuff and, you know, hope that it works, or, you know, wait until the last second, because podcasting is something that maybe more than anything has taught me that I need to be well prepared in advance. You know this, Nicole, like, you have to submit your podcast to iTunes right now. They're even taking like a leave of absence. I got an email that says they're not even looking at podcasts right now until like the new year or something. So if you were planning on launching on December 18th, you're SOL, you know, like that's out of the question. But you know, just to have everything up and running, those graphics happen weeks in advance for us. Almost everything on the production side of things happens weeks in advance, if not months in advance. And that's just because, you know, if you're doing it all yourself, you might be able to get away with it, but that would just be exhausting. And it would really mess up your workflow, I think, to be doing everything all at, you know, like record an episode, edit, put it online, record an episode, rather than batch your content and do it all, like all the interviews at once, all the ad spots at once, all the, you know, editing at once. And I think the other thing that we've been able to do, and the only reason we've been so successful at what we've done, is because we've outsourced so much. We talk a lot on the podcast about outsourcing.
Yeah, all the time, right?
Yeah.
I think that's spot on. And I think another thing too is that people look at podcasts and say, oh, that would be such an easy way for me to, you know, get more attention or whatever. It is a lot of work, y'all. Like, you would not believe how much goes into a podcast, and I didn't even know. And I think that, you know, it's such a good platform for us because we enjoy it. But, like, if you looked at our workflow from top to bottom, it is overwhelmingly long. And I know some people edit their own podcasts. We cannot do that with the amount of work that's on our individual plates and our team's plates right now. But yeah, I think that it is a costly and kind of time intensive process. So it's easy to get into, but Rob from Gibson, who I just talked to, was just telling me that most podcasts on the internet don't make it past episode 7. And
you're saying, I didn't know that.
Right. And typically have an average of 179 downloads per episode, unique downloads. Right. And that's pretty low. So when we're looking at John Lee Dumas, who has like 3 million per month, like that's insane, but that's not where we're going. It's just a lot of work. It takes a lot of, you know, it takes a lot of production time as well as recording time and all of that, but also you have to market it. You have to get it out to the people that you want to reach.
Mm-hmm. I think it's almost like a little business in and of itself when you kind of look at it. Like, it's not just a hobby. You can't just say, I want to do a podcast and see what happens. Like, there, just like Christina said, there needs to be a strategic plan. You need to have heart behind it, and you have to have the dedication that you're going to take it past those 7 episodes that normally kind of make it. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I love talking to you guys too, because you guys, your backgrounds are so different, but yet on the podcast, you guys really kind of play off of each other in a way that not only brings that coffee chat aspect, but the knowledge that you're able to bring works really well. I would really love to know, what are some of the things you have planned for 2017 for the podcast?
Oh, dear.
Well, not much for the first half of the year, to be honest, right now. I mean, we'll be making some announcements, I'm sure, in January, February, like when people are, you know, not away for the holidays and they're kind of back at their desk and engagement season's starting to wind down. But, you know, as far as like, we were actually talking about this the other day, is like, we recorded so much in October and November so that we could basically take December off. So everything is pretty much done for the rest of the year. And now we have episodes through next, I'm going to say April recorded. We're starting to record, or maybe it's even further than that. Maybe it's June, because we're starting to record again in April. And so that was really hard to do on both of us. We both had days that we were like, oh my gosh, I never want to talk again. But
you didn't want to talk to me anymore either.
No, it was a lot of work, and I'm glad we did batch it, because now we can just kind of do the production stuff and be ahead of the game, and you know, focus more on and how we're now going to monetize it, because we've been doing this now for six months, and we haven't made an ask yet of our audience, which is kind of incredible, because, you know, if you saw our download numbers and everything like that, you'd be like, oh, you should have monetized that a long time ago. But we just, you know, that wasn't the original point of that was just going to be something that obviously helps us with the cost, because it's not free to make this thing happen, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that in 2017, what's going to be different is that we will start monetizing the podcast, but it won't be in ways that people typically are assuming that's going to happen from a podcast. And I think that it'll be really continuing to listen to our audience, to really serve our audience, rather than just like taking money from people. Stealing money. No, I'm just kidding.
It's funny though, because I remember, and maybe this isn't the right place to talk about this, but I was just thinking about this today. I remember about 2, maybe 3 years ago now, and I had just started to get into this whole like internet online thing. And, I remember having a folder in my inbox that was like the courses that I had signed up for, or like the courses that were coming out soon. Like, there were so few courses out there that you could actually do that.
That's impressive.
I know. And so like, I had like a browser, like a little drop-down menu of all the courses and stuff. And so, you know, I don't know what our monetization, like, just to be honest, by the time this comes out, we might have something in place, but at this point we're still kind of floating options and trying to figure out what that might be. So probably not a course, just because I'm feeling really resistant to courses right now. I don't think the industry needs another course, especially from us right now, but I do see us helping in other ways. So
yeah, I think that's spot on. And I think that there's also a need for a few other things that we're seeing. And I think, another thing that Christina's really good at is finding holes in the market. Oh man. I think that's the reason why you're so good at like bouncing
on my day.
Right? Like you're just like, I need to go find that thing and like see if anyone else is filling it. And so I think that just going on top of that in the podcasting world, like what can we do to serve another community or just serve our community a little bit better?
Mm-hmm. And I actually, it's funny that you bring up the whole course thing and how, you know, now it's almost like it's not fully saturated, but it's the point where there are so many options, then the overwhelm kind of comes in of what do I choose? How do I do it? You know, all this other stuff. And I just pulled my community and found out that a lot of them really just start courses but never finish them, or they feel like they have to buy it because of the sense of urgency there, which is great for the entrepreneur, but not necessarily with the engagement that your audience and customer base needs. And I feel like the industry in itself is kind of on the cusp of a revolution of innovation and what they need next. And because you guys have kind of led that way with the podcast in different ways, especially with the mentoring, I guarantee you by the time this podcast comes out, you guys kind of find that hole that you're able to then show other people that this is how we're going to do it and we're going to make it work.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think so. Plus monetizing a podcast too. I mean, besides the podcast being a business, that's a whole other wheelhouse of like an entire other department if you look at it that way. Like you, in order to do it, you basically have to have another person doing a full-time job.
Yeah, I just went to a DC podcast fest and there was a gal talking about how she had just hired a full-time PR person for her podcast. I was just like, we don't have that, but we're not thinking about doing that either. And I think every single business or every single podcast has its own business model, and that's just not where we are right now.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. So I would like to throw it out to you guys because this episode is going to air in January. If there's anything that you want to promote or tell our audience about, please, by all means, this is your last like 5 minutes of telling people what's going on.
Well, I am on a personal mission. Chrissy's going to laugh at me because this is always me. But we are always looking for feedback. We're looking for, you know, people to obviously subscribe and come and review us. I love having conversations with people on Instagram and just our audience in the Facebook community. So we're really engaged, obviously, from listening to this. You can tell that we're really engaged with our community. So we want to keep having that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so go give Beautifully Bold in Business and Creative Empire a review.
Yay!
Rate us because I don't think, like on the one side, people are just like, oh yeah, I downloaded this thing, cool, it was fun, bye, I forgot, you know, it's in my car, who cares? But for us, it makes a huge difference. If you are rating us, if you're giving us reviews, I love when people leave their name, like, spoiler alert, do this. Life hack, get some free information or get your free advertising out there by leaving a review for a podcast and leaving your business name and your name at the end of it, because we're going to read your review. It's going to happen. It's going to be on air. It's going to go out to our thousands of downloads every episode. And, you know, you're going to get basically a free shout out for your business. Now, it's not the same thing as an ad where we actually like talk through the benefits of your business, but at least your name is getting mentioned on air. So it's mutually beneficial for you to go and leave a review like that. So make it easy for us to read it, make it easy and enticing for us to give you a shout out. And that's going to happen. So, you know, that's just like a little hack for you guys out there, but it does, it makes a huge difference. It helps us show up higher in the ratings. I'm trying to think of like an analogy, but I can't right now, but,
No, I think you're spot on, Christina. And I think that the people that we have brought on for the mentorship sessions have been people who have reviewed us, people who have been commenting on our Instagram,
That's
who
true.
Have been like emailing us and giving us lots of feedback. And we love to reward that community, right? It's not just like us picking random folk out of the, you know, the woodwork. We're really trying to reward people who are engaged with us. So do it. If you want a feature, then let's do that.
Yeah. And I think that also helps with the intentionality of it all, because if you're hearing reviews on, they love this, but maybe this needs to be tweaked, it helps you be more intentional to keep that engagement high and keep those, you know, listeners still wanting to come back every week and downloading and, you know, listening to the whole episode instead of just listening to the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that people don't really know this, but, you know, after several episodes, if you don't listen to the podcast, it just goes kind of on, you know, it doesn't download them anymore. And so you'll notice when, if you're a podcaster, you'll notice when those drop-offs happen, and you have to keep reinvigorating people's excitement to have people come back. And so we really do try to do that with our various types of episodes, and just, you know, it's like another kick. Like, you have to come and download us now.
I love it. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on today. For everyone listening, we will have all of these links and show notes on our website when this airs. And for everyone else who wants to join in the conversation, go to beautifullyboldinbusiness.com/Facebook to join our group and to continue the conversation all week long. Talk to you guys later.
Let's get you leading beautifully and boldly in your life and business. Head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for more information about this episode, show notes, and resources on how to be beautifully bold in your business. There you can also learn more about the two beautiful women behind the movement. If you liked what you heard today, then head on over to iTunes and leave Nicole and Samantha a review. It's the little things that can have a huge impact, and your review would mean so much to them. This music is provided by bensound.com.